soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 23 kuMabasa 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I-donation isiyajabula kakhulu ngokuthengisa abantu bakobulawayo labangani bakobulawayo labantu beZimbabwe. Balesifiso sokuthi bebone iThorngrove isibhedlela kwisibhedlela esisebenzayo.
Isibhedlela sekhansile yakobulawayo eseThorngrove sithole isipho samakhabothi okugcinela impahla yezigulane lezibani zamandla elanga wesola.
Kuyinto elusizi kakhulu nje ukuthi sihlangana ne-Second Republic ezibiza new dispensation isenza izinto ezinje. Uthiwe aye esibhedlela ayekwelatshwa udokotela abantu kayelatshwe kodwa isimanga sethathwa njalo sebiselwa ejele.
Iningi lisola indlela okuphethwe ngayo ummeli weHarare West edalele ePhalamende. Unkosazana Johanna Mamombe osuswe ngudlame esibhedlela seParktown eselatshwa ebuyiselwa ejele. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhla sihamba nomculi womdumo owehouse uBig D Hero ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Ngizophapha. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo umsakazo. Isibhedlela sekhansile yakobulawayo eseThorngrove sithole isipho samakhabothi okugcinela impahla yezigulane lezibani zamandla elanga awesola. Lesi isipho samukelwe ngumeya wedolobho leli umnumzana Solomon Mguni obonge kakhulu imuli ezelule izandla zisipha. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Esamukela izipho zezivane lamakhabothi ubulawayo iveze injabulo kanye lokubonisa ukuba izizalwane zedolobho ezisebenza kwamanye amazwe ziyathinteka ngesimo sezibhedlela lomusa okuncedisa abahlaselwe lubhubhano lweCOVID-19 eZimbabwe. Esipha isipho semuli sezivane umnumzana Trust Moyo ukhuthaze imuli lemuli ukuba baphathise idolobho ukuze abatholayo bancedise abaswela.
Kwesibe kuzobusisa amalayita fa umntwana owasishiyayo last year uMichelle Ndebele. Simkhumbule ngokuthi sifake amalayita lapha esibhedlela esabantu abagulayo. Liyawazi lani Thorngrove indawo abantu abagula kakhulu kodwa kathesi sisiba ngcono ngenxa yezandla esifakwa ngabantu. Siyacela ukuthi abakwanisayo asakheni ubulawayo wethu bantu, akulo zasakhela singayekela vele uyafa.
Inhlanganiso yamadodakazi akobulawayo asebenza eUnited Kingdom eRise and Shine Foundation layo iphe amakhabothi ezigulane ezingamachumi amathathu oze emkhosini lo emele iRise and Shine eZimbabwe ngkosazana nobukhosi Mpofu.
Besilapha eThorngrove Hospital besizodonate amabedside cupboards amakhabothi ukuthi iziguli lapha esibhedlela zikwazi ukuthi zigcinele impahla lokudla kwazo eceleni kwazo.
Obona kuhlanzeka kwedolobho lakobulawayo umnumzana Charles Malaba uveza injabulo yokuthola lesi sipho.
I-donation isiyajabula kakhulu ngokuthengisa abantu bakobulawayo labangani bakobulawayo labantu beZimbabwe. Balesifiso sokuthi bebone iThorngrove isibhedlela kwisibhedlela esisebenzayo.
Umsekeli kameya wedolobho lakobulawayo umnumzana Mlandu Ncube ubonge imuli eziphileyo.
Lokho yazi kuyajabulisa kakhulu, sinje sisela amazwi ukuthi imuli lezi singazibonga sithini. Sithi uNkulunkulu kababo size sibili abapha amandla.
Umeya uSolomon Mguni ubonye isipho lesi kodwa wakhala ngokuguga kwempahla esetshenziswa endlini yokuphekela ukudla laleyo ewatshela okusetshenziswa izigulane esibhedlela lesi.
Sikhale singathi ngesilungu laundry le kitchen uzanenzela ukuthi lenxa sesiqedile imisebenzi eminingi kumele phele baphekelwe kodwa ke impahla ephakathi laphana kwekhijile impahla ephakathi kulondre indawo yokwatshelwa kwempahla zesigulane. Simdala kakhulu kumele nxa kukuthi bakhona abasafuna ukuncedisa esibhedlela seThorngrove bakhangele zona zindawo zombili.
Lisiyatshona ilanga layizolo ugatsha lwezempilakahle lubika ukuba besekuhlatshwe abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane lantathu 43,728 ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19 19 eye vaccine okwesibili kuthi abahlabe okwakuqala sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu 308,000 in 17 asebethe bahlolwa bafumana belegciwane leCOVID-19 baphose bafike inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane 38,018 kwasila abazinkulungwane ezedlula amachumi amathathu lanhlanu 35,073 kwabhubha abedlula inkulungwane elengxenye 1555. Lamhlanje ikhansile edolobho lakobulawayo ibike ukuba idolobho linezigulane ezingamachumi amabili ezilichumi zilaliswe eThorngrove Hospital kuthi ezinye ezilichumi zise-Elangeni Center. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kulendizamtshina yebutho le-Air Force of Zimbabwe yohlobo lwe-helicopter ewele phezu kwenye indlu namhla esigabeni seHuruku emangweni weMashonaland East yabulala abantu abane. Ibutho lithi i-helicopter le isuke egcekeni leManyame Airbase yasitshayeka endlini le yahle yalumatha umlilo. Kwafa abatshayeli bayo ababili lomanjinela kanye lomntwana. Kulimale owesifazana lomunye njalo umntwana. Bagijinyiselwa esibhedlela sePari Renyathwa eHarare. Kukhanya bekulomunye obelolongwa kuli helicopter. Ingozi le yenzakale emini yantambama. Umholi webutho le-Air Force uCommander Air Marshal Elson Moyo wethule umbiko ekhalela izihlobo zababhubhileyo. Uthe basadingisisa imbangela yali ngozi.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM, 4930, 6170, 7270, 6040, laku 15460 kHz kushortwave.
AbeMTC Alliance, ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe, abenhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu, kanye lozulu jikelele basola indlela okuphathwe ngayo umeli weHarare West edalele ePhalamende uNkosazana Joanna Mamombe osuswe ngodlame esibhedlela seParktown ephakathi kokwelatshwa wabuyiselwa ejele lapho abekhona. Lokhu kwenzakalela nxa udokotela wakhe exwayise ukuba uMamombe udinga usizo lokwelatshwa olungcwethi. Intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngocweleyo.
UMamombe ubikwa esuswe ngaphandle kwemvumo yakhe labodokotela ngabacatshangelwa ukuba balondoloza izibotshwa emajele labasebenza ensitha okuvezwe ngumfanekiso wevidiyo ephume ebulenjini kodwa engaziwa ukuthi ithethwe ngubani ngesikhathi kusenzakala lokho etshengisa laba bantu bengena lapho bekuselatshelwa khona uNkosazana Mamombe ukuzamthatha yena esala esithi akayindawo. Kodwa okungamncedanga ngalutho bahamba laye. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Clifford Hlatshwayo, uthi kuyadanisa okwenzakeleyo.
It's heartless, cruel, and not necessary. Why?
Lulunya olukhulu njalo kungamelanga kwenzakale lokho okwenzakalayo. Kungani umuntu esalela ukwelatshwa emuntwini ongezwa kuhle? Yibufakazi bokuba abezanu PF yibo abatshela abezomvikela laba okokwenza. Leli bandla yilo eselisebenzisa inhlangothi zikahulumende ngendlela engayisiyo.
Kodwa isikhulumeli ebandleni lezanu PF umnumzana Simon Kayamoyo ongathandanga ukuthathwa amazwi uthi ibandla lakhe lohulumende kabalani lokwenzakeleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Mlindelwa Mancitshana uthi lesi sehlakalo siveza ucuku lwabantu abathethe uMamombe yena kusobala ukuthi kumele athole uncedo lokwelatshwa.
Kuyinto elusizi kakhulu nje ukuthi sihlangana le Second Republic ezibiza new dispensation isenza izinto ezinje. Uthiwe aye esibhedlela aye kwelatshwa, odokotela abathi kayelatshwe, kodwa isimanga sethathwa njalo sebiselwa ejele. Kuzwisa usizi nxa sikhangele idemokrasi yethu.
Uthi kodwa akamangaliswa yilokho okwenzakala kuMamombe ngoba kungaqali namhla vele.
Into ehlangana labo Joanna Mamombe akuqalisi lokho sikubone kusenziwa la kulookout masuku. I-High Court isithe kaphume ejele ngoba engelacala, kodwa ibandla eliyilo elibusayo lezanu la kulela amakoti ethu la yenelisa ukumpisela njalo ejele waze waya wabhubha umasuku.
Isakhamuzi seGwanda umnumzana Ndaniso Mpande laye uyakusola lokho okwenziwe kuJohana ohluthunwe esibhedlela ephakathi kokwelatshwa.
Lesi ngesinye isandla sokuhlukumeza la amantombazana. Asazi ukuthi abantu laba bahlukunyezelwani kangaka bengavele benze khonokho abavele befuna ukukwenza kuhle kube kanye.
Umnumzana Tshenesani Ntungakwa ocubungula ngendaba zombusazwe laye upha umbono wakhe kulolu daba.
Liqiniswa njalo ukuthi okwakathesi ukusebenzisa umthetho sokuthenjwe kakhulu nguhulumende wezanu-PF ukuthi ma kusetshenziswa umthetho umuntu mangasetshenziswa uyavalelwa sekuyikusebenzisa umthetho kahulumende wezanu ukuhlukuluza imfundo ngoba umthetho uthatha isikhathi ukuthi umuntu azivikele ethole amagqwetha kuyokhulunywa lakho kuthatha isikhathi.
Isikhulumeli sabohlangothi lwabagcina izibotshwa olwe Zimbabwe Prisons and Correctional Services usuperintendent Mayor Kanyezi ongathandanga ukuthathwa amazwi utshele iStudio 7 ukuba bephakathi kokucubungula lolu daba. Umamombe ubikwa esiwe esibhedlela ngemva kokuba eveze ukuba akezwa kuhle esiswini lapho ethekelelwe yiziphathamandla ze MDC Alliance ezigoqela unkosazana Maureen Kademaunga obona ngenhlelo zenhlala kahle kaZulu, unkosazana Joanna Mamombe lo Cecilia Chimbiri bavalelwe besetheswa umlando ngokungalondolozi iziqondiso ze COVID-19 ngemva kokuba benze umhlangano lentatheli izindaba phandle kwemithethwandaba kamantshi eHarare bekhonona ngokuthi bafuna kukhululwe esinye seziphathamandla sohlangothi lwabasakhulayo. Umakomborero Haruzivishe mhlaka 25 Mbimbitho umahluli uJustice Dawanda Chitapi walile ukubatholisa ithuba lokuthi bahlawulele imali yesibambiso yebail ukuthi icala labo lithoniswe bevela emizini yabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Isiphathamandla sekolitsheni le-University of Zimbabwe sithi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe wayengaziwa ukuba ufunda ekolitsheni leli ngesikhathi enikwa isicoco se-PhD ngomnyaka ka-2014. UDr. Wotshi Ruphabanganda uthi wamangalisa abaningi e-UZ ukuzwa ukuthi unkosikazi Mugabe uthola isicoco lesi okukhanya ukuthi wasithola ngendlela engaqondanga. Iphephandaba le-The Herald libika ukuba uRuphabanganda utshele umthethwandaba ukuthi kusobala ukuba unkosikazi Mugabe kazange yaqhube izifundo zakhe njengezinye izifundi ezinjengonkosazana Thokozani Khuphe abaziviza kudale elihlolisisa okujulileyo okulotshwa ngabenza iPhD bengakanikwa izicoco. Uthi usikhwiqa mfundo Levi Nyagura osesuswa esikhundleni sika-Vice Chancellor wazenzela santando ngezifundo zikankosikazi Mugabe okukhanya ukuba wayekhangelwa mngane wakhe loba iPhD thesis. Umnumzana Ruphabanganda uthi bonke abantu abathola izicoco zePhD bakhangelwa nguye labanye bakhe hathi abangane bakamnumzana Nyagura. Uthi konke lokho kwenzelwa ukuthi kungabi lomuntu olemfundo ephansi enjengostandard 6 ongena kuzifundo zabenza amaPhDs. Kasenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lonkosikazi Mugabe lamagqwetha akhe ngoba bebengaphendule omakhalekhukhwini babo. Ingcwethi ezicubungula okuphathelane lamalungelo ezisebenzi zithi kufanele uhulumende alungisise udaba lwababalisi ngokubengezelela iholo njengalokho akwenzayo kwabebutho lamapholisa ukwenzela ukuthi izinga lemfundo lingehli elizweni. Idale lekhabhinethi lisanda ukunquma ukuthi ababalisi abangayi emsebenzini abasoze bathole iholo okusolwe kakhulu zinhlanganiso ezilwela amalungelo amatitshala ezithi zizamangalela uhulumende emthethwandaba ngoba azenelisi ukuya emsebenzini ngenxa yeholo eliphansi. Phambilini kwalokhu uhulumende wathi usadingisisa indlela zokuthi ababalisi besuthiseke ngeholo kanye lendlela abasebenza ngayo. Ngakwelinye icele Iningi labazali liyakhonona ngokuthi imbadalo yama school fees ilokho ikhuphuka kodwa abantwana bengafundi ezikolo ngoba abalisi bengekho nsuku zonke. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe nomnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ingcwethi ecubungula isiphathelane lezisebenzi njalo engumgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions esigabeni sangempumalanga yelizwe. Na uhulumende ulayo yini imali leyi? Siyabona lokuthi imbadalo yama school fees lokhu ikhwela ngapha labantwana bengafundi. Sibindi ingcwethi ecubungula isiphathelane lezisebenzi njalo engumgcini sihlalo weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions esigabeni sangempumalanga yelizwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abasebenza ezindlini zokudlela lemahoteleni eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa abaphiwa imali yokunika abantu ukudla okuthiwa ngesilungu ngama tips bathi bathwele nzima ngesikhathi kumemetheka umkhuhlane weCOVID-19. UGibbs Dube uxoxa nomunye wabo umnumzana Thabo Ndlovu.
Isituation yakhona ayisamanga kahle ngendaba lezi zikorona. Le msebenzi yakhona abantu sebengasabuyi lapha e-shop. So kune-problem yokuthi sebe-order behlele ezindlini and then thina sakwazi ukuthi sithole imali. Imali sithola yilabo abantu abahamba beyo-deliver in ukudla kwakhona. Thina sakwazi ukuthi sithole imali ngokwethu ngoba thina siyabayenzela yonke into. Kukanti imali leyo bekumele ibinikezwa thina kodwa sinikezwa laba abadelivery. Thina umsebenzi wethu soyokubanikeza kuphela. So kusuka kunjani usihlukumenze nathi lapha ephoketi.
Yes, I was to uweta vele udla ngemali yamatip.
Ah, compete ukudala because besihleli sinjani? Besihleli sibhizi. Ngoba abantu nje bahleli bengene even nathi nama off days versus kuna ama off days maybe at least angu 2 ukuyenzela ukuthi nathi sikwazi ukuthi si spend imali yethu ngoba benjani kumele nawe mawuyenza imali uhambe uyoyispend and then uthengele abantwana uthumile ekhaya into ezinjalo kodwa manje sokumele at least uhlale ukuthi uzama ukuhlala lapho emsebenzini ngoba njani endlini uzoyenzana ungenathi
ngelanga elihle sibili kade uzuza amaranda amane
ngakho lihle usually yi-weekend and then Friday, Saturday or on a Sunday and then besinakho ukuthi sibambe over 500. Kodwa manje sokunzima ukuthi 200 ufike kiyo kuya ngenhlanhla yomuntu sometimes. Kodwa last bekungayi ngenhlanhla. Vele ukukwazi ukuthi okay ngingenile and then 500 nginakho ukuthi ngiyenze. Le akusingi yethu impilo le esiyiphilayo. So uyukuthi njani sisevayo lakhe uphefumule kahle kahle hayi ukuthi unjani ukwazi ukuthi uphile angithi kunokuphila uyazi ukuthi uma uphila uyazi ukuthi okay nginani yonke impilo enjani ikahle kodwa lokho esikwenzayo yikuphefumula.
Umnumzana Thabo Ndlovu usebenza endlini yokudlela i-restaurant. Ubexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseHillbrow kwele-South Africa kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Uhlelo Woza Friday namhla sikhamba lomculi womdumo owe House uBig D Hero ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Nzophapha. UBig udabuka iPlumtree kodwa usebenzela kwele South Africa.
Big D Hero from zero to hero. He do like his idol. Take care of you.
Leli lidlalate lika Big D Hero elakuqala njalo lilengoma ezilichumi lasithupha. Nansi linsizwa yakwethu.
Sanibonani ke balandile. Okokuqala ikuzehlisa nanye nhlonipho. Big D Hero yilo ke igama lomculo ke lelo. Then igama lokuzalwa ngibizwa ngo Big Boy. Lapho engiphuma khona ngibuya ePlumtree esigabeni saseMalalume.
Ingoma ezikuleli dlalade zigoqela yona eyisihloko sedlalade ethi Nzophapha. Ukuhlupheka kwami, njabulo, ifoni yomjolo kanye lande ethi Nyusi Volume. Ukuthenga umculo wakho bawuthola njani?
Umculo wethu uyatholakala endaweni ezihlukene ku-YouTube, uyatholakala ku-iTunes, uyatholakala ke khona lapho ungena ngokuthi Big D Hero. Then abaye befuna ke ukuthenga lo mculo noma ukusupporta, inombolo abasibamba kizo yilezi ezithi 0658583307 or 0658583307 yizinombolo yabangasibamba kuzo lezi ilizwe esiphila kulo manje esiphila sila eSouth Africa yikho lapho esitholakala khona.
Big D Hero again. Asambe tjalivile. Ayi.
Yiwaphi amazwi ongawatshiyela abalandeli?
Kubalandeli ngadlulisa ukubonga kakhulu. Yiwo amagama engashiya kubalandeli ngidlulisa ukubonga kakhulu ngoba yibo abasinikeza amadlabuzana ukuthi siyale siya phambili, basiqinisa kakhulu abalandeli. Beyala besisapota kanjalo ngithi ngiyabonga.
Uphuma ke enkundleni uBig D Hero ngale.
Ukuthi ngisazodlula kulo mhlaba. Simana
Kiti Hero, a petal la la kela kukala, elom tulo e the house, elis lowe e sitin zo pa pa. Sina geshugani, geskangele e zinizenda wa ibez kokela, e spesel as a council ya kubulawa e se Don Grove, sitole e si posama kabuti o utunela impasa e zgolani, les vani zamanda elanga we so lam. Iningi lisola indlela okuphathwe ngayo ummeli weHarare West edalela ePhalamende unkosazana Joanna Mamombe osuswe ngodlame esibhedlela sePark Town eselatshwa. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlangano.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.